This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Guess we need to play a little bit of catch-up, because, geez, news moves fast around here. All these different stories breaking that you don't hear about. For example, the president gave a quarter of his salary, because, you know, he gets paid throughout the year, his $400,000. He gave $100,000 of it to, what was it, not firefighter, but anyway, just another charity. No hoopla. Man gives away his entire salary, and what do they do? We want his taxes. And then he released his finances, and because they want to make us believe that Donald Trump doesn't make any money. He made $434 million, not even running his businesses. $434 million. But they go, he's not a billionaire. I don't know who makes $434 million a year unless you have billions of dollars of money working for you. Pretty hard to do. Anybody want to take a guesstimate of what the revenues is from a Trump Tower? Trump has multiple locations with these beautiful buildings, multiple buildings in New York. They all have his name on it. All of his holdings brought in $434 million. And you know what they're saying? He's not as rich as he says. He doesn't have any money. He's got no ability to buy anything. I mean, it was amazing the attack that they had on a guy who owns a 747. I don't know if people realize what it takes to have a plane. I have friends that have planes that seat 12 people. And the maintenance on those planes, let me put it to you this way. Don't be a millionaire and think you're going to own a plane. Don't even be a 10 millionaire and think you're going to own a plane. You might be a 100 millionaire and have access to a plane. I don't think you'd want to buy it then. You better be in the mega, mega hundreds of millions of dollars before you even think about buying a plane. Just letting you know. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. Lots going on. The Border Patrol arrested an Iranian national at the border who had two cell phones and currency from six other countries. You hear about this story? Is it all over? Are the Democrats concerned that this Iranian national with two cell phones and currency from six other countries was coming into the United States through our border, not legally, illegally coming in? Anybody have a concern about that? Have you got any concerns about these terrorist training camps that we're finding all over the country? Anybody, is it you know, making you a little bit leery? The only saving grace we have right now is I can guarantee you Donald Trump understands this problem and he's got people looking into it. Because Barack Obama didn't seem to care when James Comey himself, disgraced former FBI director James Comey, came out and he said there is a Muslim terrorist organization operating in all 50 states in the Union, including Alaska. Wow. I mean, that's mind-blowing to me. We've got a lot of stuff going on. President Trump says he's going to address social media. You guys see this? This happened a while back. I got to do catch-up. This is catch-up news. I don't mean Heinz ketchup, you know, just sprinkle on your French fries. I'm saying we have to catch up. Here's what they wrote. Those who feel they've been wrongly banned, censored, or suspended on platforms such as Facebook or Twitter can go to whitehouse.gov tech bias, where the following message will greet them. Social media platforms should advance freedom of speech, yet too many Americans have seen their accounts suspended, banned, or fraudulently reported for unclear violations of user policies. No matter your views, if you suspect political bias such as case such as an action to be taken against you, share your story with President Trump. Now, let me tell you what they're doing. They're, one, sending a warning to Facebook and all those guys. But number two, they're gathering up the people who are sick and tired of not being able to express their views. And they're getting your email. And that, I hate to tell you this, you're getting on the database for them to send you some money, you know, begging you for some money. And you know what? A lot of people are going to pay that. A lot of people are going to go, shoot, I'll pay that. So anyway, Tea Party community, we responded. We said we have built a platform to make a safe place for you if you decide you want to come over. And I hope you will. I hope you guys come over, connect with me as a friend, and then get active. Is it as active as Facebook? No, I don't have 2 billion people over there. We don't want 2 billion people over there. I want 65 million passionate Americans, and I want about another 50 million passionate people from all over the world. And with that, just over 100 million people, they can't shut us down. Oh, my goodness. What else we got? So we talked about Trump's finances. Okay, here's just a little tidbit for you, because we've been talking about elections and election fraud and, you know, the Electoral College and voter ID and things like that. But here's a tidbit. President Lincoln was elected by the Electoral College. Didn't come close to winning the popular vote. Are you aware of this? What a different world we would have if President Lincoln had not been elected. Oh, by the way, you wouldn't be hearing my voice on the radio. I'd probably be working in some white man's cotton field singing Negro spirituals. Swing low, sweet cherry. Wow. We got a lot to talk about today. The investigations that are going to continue. I said the other day, I heard there are 14 different investigations going on in the Justice Department to look into the fake Russian dossier story. We've talked about how the Democrats are in disarray over this because they know they see their future and it's not good. Their future's not so bright they got to wear shades. I'll put it to you that way. They see their future. It's ugly. Think about they no longer have the ability to control the process. How scared would you be if you tried a coup against the president and it netted nothing? It was supposed to launch careers. Understand that taking people down, that the most devious acts are what launch careers in D.C. People lost their lives in Benghazi. Susan Rice got promoted. Hillary Clinton ran for president. Where else but in government could that level of incompetence be rewarded? I think you get what I'm saying. We're going to talk a little bit more about these Democratic candidates because I'm cracking up on that. And then the other thing is Adam Schiff has suddenly gone away from going after him, the president and talking about him being a liar and obstruction. There's been a shift with Schiff that I want to highlight when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So one of the things that I keep getting mail from people about is this Trump loses his lawsuit. And they're demanding that they see his, tax return? What is it? I don't even know. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to it. You folks freak out. He's lost his lawsuit. What is Trump going to do, man? And it cracks me up. I'm not mocking you by any means. Because my producer is like, you're mocking the audience. First of all, if I mock you, you deserve mocking. But I'm not mocking you. I'm just saying, when do you learn that it isn't quite as simple? Oh my gosh, what are they going to do? They've demanded this. First of all, you got to believe that Trump is an idiot. If you think that they can force him to turn over records that no other president has had to be forced to turn over. Now, you can say, well, they voluntarily did it. Okay, fine. They voluntarily did it. That doesn't mean just because you voluntarily do something, you may go volunteer to pick up trash. It doesn't mean everybody's got to go on the freeway and pick up trash. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I don't want to say it disturbs me. And by the way, we're all entitled to our fears or whatever. I've learned that I'm not going to worry about it because either I have God or I have my attorneys. I'm not, it's just like somebody gets freaked out about blah, 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 you know, and all I do is go, look, you'll hear from my attorney. If I'm mad at, you know, mad at like a business or something like that, I don't get all crazy. Start stomping around. I just go, well, you'll be getting a letter from my attorney. We'll see what happens from there. And when they get it, it's really funny how things suddenly change. So why do you want to worry? Your attorney, in terms of politics, is God. I believe God has watched over President Trump, and I know he watches over him because he watches over everything, but I'm saying, I think he's taking specific interest in this. I think he said, you know what, enough is enough. And so, you can sweat it out if you want. I'm not sweating it out for a few reasons. One is I believe God is on our side, and I know the other side says that, but they booed God at the convention, and I think God took it personally. And then God said, oh, really? Okay, well, let's see what happens. They got their version of Jesus, their version of God through Barack Obama. How did that do them? Not very well. They didn't fare very well. So I'm not freaking out. I think God's on our side. That's number one. Number two, I think the left underestimates Donald Trump at every turn. They don't believe Donald Trump has any brains. They think he's dumb. A graduate of Wharton who took $1 million and made it into billions, and they go, he's dumb. But a dude who didn't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of, as my grandmother would say, becomes president, and they think he's smart. So, you know what? Let him think that. Let them think Trump is dumb. So an Obama-appointed district judge or appellate judge, I don't know, said, oh, Donald Trump has to turn this over. And everybody's, well, he's got to turn stuff over. And then but even people are like, well, I wonder what's in it. Donald Trump has made more financial disclosures than anybody. I mean, we want to see his taxes. Why? So you can determine who he gave money to. They got his 2005 taxes on Rachel Maddow's show. And what did it net him? What did they get out of that? While everybody was worried about what Trump's taxes were, Rachel Maddow gets it, finds out he paid $38 million in taxes. He didn't take any of the deferments that he could have. So what was the net? One of the worst shows in MSNBC history, or not that particular show, but I mean it was the worst show. It may have gotten ratings, but it was a horrible show because Maddow just said, well, we got the taxes. Yep, we got them. And, well, yep, here's how we did. We requested them, we made the arrangements to get them, and now we've got them. And you know what? I don't have anything to talk about on the show because I have nothing to say bad about Donald Trump's taxes. It was horrible. So, first of all, what happens if they play it to the end? Let me give you the ugly scenario, folks. There's nothing to be talked about. They're going to be embarrassed again that Donald Trump paid millions and millions of dollars in taxes. He took advantage of every single tax break that he was supposed to. He will be unapologetic about doing so, and that's that. Donald Trump isn't cheating on his taxes. He doesn't need to. When you make enough money and you have enough things to offset, you don't worry about it. And in the end, after all the everybody's all the hoopla from the left, it turns out he paid a crap load of taxes. In 1 year, Donald Trump paid more taxes than I'll pay in a lifetime. Then probably I and my family, entire family, will pay in a lifetime. So there you go. There's your big story. Then the other big story that came post-tax, post-financial disclosure, Donald Trump's not really a billionaire. He's broke. Donald Trump couldn't pay his bills for a decade or what. Okay, guess what, America? That while the media wants to demonize that, you know what you're thinking? I went through a period like that. It happens to rich people, too. Sometimes they go broke. Sometimes they have to cut back, make concessions. I remember when Donald Trump had to sell this airline he bought. He and Merv Griffin were involved. I don't remember the details of it. But he sold off a lot of stuff. And you know, it was probably a real tough pill to swallow for him to do it. But he did it. And you know what he ended up doing? Here's the irony. You know what Donald Trump ended up doing? I don't know if you know this. He became the freaking president. after filing bankruptcy for four times for companies and all the different things they've accused this man of. He's been divorced. There's all the reasons that Donald Trump shouldn't be president, the main reason being the Democrats cheating, the Democrats trying to actually ruin the man. But after all that, and all the negative press and the system being stacked against him in ways that no other president has had to face. You know what he did? He doggone Skippy won. And now they have to face the music. And you know what you guys are saying? I don't know, Kev. You know who I should be getting letters from? Emails, phone calls, whatever? Democrats. Those suckers should be, Kevin, what do you think's going to happen? Man, because now that they got the Mueller report and that didn't indict Donald Trump, and, you know, now they've got people narking on each other. I mean, Comey is going after Brennan, and Rosenstein is going after McCabe and vice versa. I mean, what do we do? Yeah, Democrats, what do you do? They're the ones that should be scared. But you guys are sending me, oh, Kevin, man, I don't know, man. Oh, ye of little faith. Stop worrying about what. Start looking at things from the other side. How are you going to change your mindset? If you are a person that thinks negatively, and let's face it, many of you are. You're always thinking on the other side. Look at what the media does. Look at what this. I mean, how are we going to defeat them? I mean, you're going to defeat the media by not paying attention to the media. You're going to defeat the other side by promoting your message. You know what the Democrats' big problem was in 2016 and continues to be in 2020? They don't have a message. Go back and look at some of the articles I wrote and said, what is the Democrats' message? Besides hatred of Trump and hatred of you, what is their message? Because it doesn't make sense. It doesn't even make sense to them. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump with a message for Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi.
I don't do cover-ups. You people know that probably better than anybody.
The president speaking at the Rose Garden continues.
After 2 years and $40 million or $35 million, it'll end up being a lot more than that. No collusion, no obstruction, no nothing.
Those comments after Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi accused without any proof the president of being involved in a cover-up. Flooding remains a big concern in Oklahoma after powerful storms moved through this week. Oklahoma Governor Republican Kevin Stitt also says,
so the biggest concern is more rain. I mean, there's some more rain in the forecast for North Tulsa, for northern Oklahoma.
The National Weather Service has issued flash flood warnings for northeastern Oklahoma through the weekend. They've received more than 8 inches of rain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I was thinking about this teacher thing. Bernie Sanders wanting to give teachers $60,000 a year as a base. And I don't know what else the plan called for, but the livable wage thing. And I was thinking, and Bernie's his criticism was over sports. He says, they're paying these athletes millions of dollars. And they make millions of dollars and multi-millions of dollars playing a sport, and we're not taking care of the teachers. And I was thinking to myself, wow, why didn't Bernie pick on Hollywood? I mean, at least an athlete has to stay in, has to get in shape, stay in shape. I mean, the training for an athlete is amazing. The training for an actor is pretty limited.
Oh, Kevin, they go to college and learn how to act, and they go to all kinds of acting schools. Not,
yeah, but in the scheme of things, in terms of difficulty, it's entertainment, right? They're both entertainment. One person has to really go out there and give it their all every single day. And we're talking about a very select few people who can do what they do. I don't care how good of an actor you are. You could be. I love Russell Crowe's acting. I think De Niro's an amazing actor. But I'll tell you this, substitute the right actor in any of the movies with De Niro, give me Chaz Palminteri, I will watch the same film and enjoy it. Sometimes the story is so compelling, it doesn't matter who's in it. Can somebody breathe a little more life? Was Tom Cruise amazing in The Firm? Yes, he was. But there are many actors who could have done it just as well. Or maybe they wouldn't have done it quite as well, but you still would have enjoyed the film. But here's what I'm talking about. Bernie didn't attack the entertainment industry. He attacks sports. You want to know why? Because sports has to be made to socialize. In other words, to become socialist. Sports can no longer be a meritocracy. It must be made to capitulate. It must be made to take a knee during the anthem. The meritocracy of sports must be brought to into submission. Hollywood is untouchable. Bernie Sanders knows there are people in Hollywood making crazy astronomical amounts of money for very little. Look at the union scale on any of the stuff that comes out of Hollywood. And you know what? We fuel it. You know what we're doing? What most of these states are doing, the big issue right now in Georgia, for example, is, oh, we're not going to Georgia to do our acting because of the abortion ban. And but you know why people were going to Georgia to make their films? Because of the huge tax breaks that the film industry gets. You know who takes advantage of that? The left. We are starting to, because you know, we're making our second film. I'll make the official announcement here in a bit. You'll love it. But we'll start. But I'm saying we don't take advantage of it. We fuel Hollywood And they insulate themselves. They can be the most racist, discriminatory group, and they are. You don't have to believe me. Hollywood can call you fat, too black, too white, too ugly, too pretty, too whatever, and there is no repercussion, nothing. They are immune from all of the laws that apply to regular business. You have to believe me. Go check it out for yourself. So they can do whatever they want, say whatever they want. They are immune from all this stuff. They lobby. They get. Why do you think you see all these guys hanging out with the presidents and vice presidents and things like this? They then lobby. They get our tax dollars. Say, we have to offset the cost of paying a gaffer $500 an hour or some, you know, lighting tech. $500 an hour or $300 an hour, and look at the credits to make a film. They got caterers, they got wardrobe consultants, they got hair consultants, makeup consultants, you name it. Look at the credits one day on any film, and then you wonder why something costs millions and millions of dollars to make that you go, we could make that film for a fry. When we made our film, when you see Bleeding Blue at some point, look at the credits. There's no caterers, there's no drivers, there are no gophers, there are no assistant to Mr. Jackson or assistant to so-and-so. There's no, we had gaffers and people that did lighting and all that. That was called the director, my partner, Kenny. He did practically all of it. It was limited. If there were 20 people involved in our film, I'd have to probably figure out who the other two were. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I could think of 18. excuse me, I could think of about 18 of them. But I'll be like, wait a minute, who am I leaving out? 18 people doesn't get you through the cast of the average movie. Forget about all the other stuff. Extras, set designers, location people, and on and on. There's literally hundreds. And those people are making a scale amount of money that would blow your mind. Did Bernie Sanders attack them? I don't think so. They're full of hypocrisies, the left. Ironic hypocrisies is what I call them. Here's one for you. A Me Too movement lawyer, David Sanford, a prominent lawyer who's played a leading role in bringing the so-called Me Too cases against universities and major law firms, admits he once faced his own allegation of misconduct while working as a professor at William College under a different name than Sanford. See, I've told you before, leftists will get involved in the very thing they do in order to cover it up. So in other words, this guy Sanford, he will say, I am so pro-woman, sexual harassment is bad, blah, 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 and he will go fight the cause of sexual harassment. And you know what he is? The biggest sexual harasser. I'm just saying, I don't know if he's the biggest, but he will be among the biggest. It's give me the person, I will tell you exactly who they are. Give me the person that Avenatti. You know, he's for protecting Stormy Daniels. And what's he do? He beats up women. He extorts them. Give me one. Oh, you want? I'll give you one. Elliot Spitzer. Elliot Spitzer, the former Attorney General of New York turned governor, was Mr. Tough on Vice Crime. Do you remember him? In New York State, he was known as being tough on vice crime. And you know what they got him for? Using prostitutes. Client number 9, I think he was. So this is what these people want to make you believe, that they are, ooh, we are, I'm above and beyond reproach. And it's like, I love when they go, Comey, he's as straight as they come. Mueller, oh my gosh, you couldn't be more straight-laced than Mueller. That means he's getting his butt whipped by a dominatrix in somebody's basement. I'm just saying, don't believe the hype. And you know what's so funny about these lefties? They don't even know to the degree that I don't care if you use a dominatrix. I don't care. It has no bearing on me whatsoever. I mean, there was a time when I would have thought, I mean, I think it's kind of strange. I don't know why you would want to get beaten, but I'm sure there's a thing inside of a person's brain that goes, you know, I just want to be dominated. Okay, great. If that's your bag, baby, go for it. I think it's kind of freaky to me, but that doesn't mean it's freaky. It just means that it's not something I would do. You understand what I'm saying? But here's what I'm telling you. Those people have those all these different things that they will hide from you, and they hide it in plain sight because they'll fight for it.
Oh, this sex crime division I'm heading up is blah, blah, blah.
And you know why they head it up? Because they want to know where all the places are where they can get their little freaky on. That's what this is about. They ain't fooling me. Oh, I know they're not fooling. They fooling you? You being fooled by it? Because they don't fool me. Anyway. That, so whether it's Elliot Spitzer or whomever, I'm telling you, that's what they do. So anyway, this guy is over the Me Too movement. It's Sanford and told Law and Crime he did nothing inappropriate. Says no action was taken against him by the school. But several former students claimed differently, with one likening the former professor to an unscrupulous predator. A spokesperson for William College declined to comment. At a time in 89 to 91, Sanford was assistant professor of philosophy at Williams and went by the name of David Weisborg. After leaving Williams, he legally changed his name and enrolled at Stanford Law School. Let me put it to you this way. He legally changed his name, and you know why. He legally changed his name because he knew what he had done and how it was going to follow him under the name of Weisborg. It's that simple. But now what is he? A prominent lawyer who plays a leading role in bringing cases of Me Too against universities and major law firms. This is a guy, if you want an insider to the sexual abuse stuff, you got him. This is who these people are. They hide in plain sight. Listen, any of these politicians, any of these people running... And it's funny to listen to. By the way, we're going to get on. I want to talk about Schiff and some other stuff because he's shifting gears. And but I think these stories are important. I think that highlighting how Democrats exist in plain sight. If you find a passionate person on the Democrat side who's fighting for a cause, be careful. Be careful of the coaches. Be careful of the so-called educators. Be careful of any leftist who is passionate about their cause, because what they're telling you is they're passionate about what that cause can
get. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I want to ask you about Iran. You're one of the very first who's briefed on the intelligence that the U.S. responded to with this military buildup. I know you can't talk about classified matters, but is the military response thus far commensurate with the threat that was described to you?
Well, look, the intelligence does show an increased threat, and it would be, I think, catastrophic for Iran to use violence against any of our troops, any of our allies. But it's not just about the intelligence. What is taking place now was all too predictable. the steps the administration has taken to renege on the Iran agreement, to try to force Europe to renege on the Iran agreement, to try to force Iran to withdraw from the agreement, to go back to the path of enrichment, the designation of the IRGC as a terrorist group, the belligerent rhetoric from the administration, from Pompeo, from Bolton.
The policy decisions.
All of these policy decisions have led us to a state where confrontation is far more likely, and that cannot be ignored. When you take a series of steps that, yes, ratchet up tensions, you shouldn't be surprised when the intelligence tells you, hey, tensions have been ratcheted up, it's now more a risk of confrontation. And this is why our allies are departing from us. This is why our allies increasingly are isolating us and not Iran. And I don't see how these policies have made this country any more safe. They haven't. And I think we miss that bigger picture when we simply focus on, is the intelligence accurate or inaccurate? Mm-hmm. The problem is that this ratcheting up of tensions was all too predictable, all too calculated by people like Bolton and Pompeo, and it has led us to the precipice of potential catastrophe.
Of course, that's Adam Schiff talking about, he knows all there is about Iran now, the Iranian policy, and now it's all ratcheting up, and let's see what's going to happen. Let me tell you what's going to happen. Donald Trump's going to win. It's that simple. He's been putting pressure on Iran since for the 2 years he's been in office, and it caused their currency to implode. There are massive protests going on all of that country all the time. You don't hear about it. The leftist media doesn't want to let you know. The reason why I know is because I deal with the Iranian resistance, and in fact, I'll be going to Albania to work with them on a project. But these are people that want their country back. They want it back from the days of the Shah. So that's what's going on. And Adam Schiff, it's really funny. Adam, where's the information you have on Trump? Why is Adam Schiff suddenly de-emphasizing any discussions on all the obstruction and the collusion? Where did that go? Adam Schiff has now decided, well, now Iran is the big deal. It's the next hotspot. It's the next fire. It's the next Armageddon. What happens if Iran does this? Let me tell you what happens. The United States military goes in and kicks the crap out of them. And the only difference between what would happen under Obama versus Trump is Iran would be begging for mercy. So Schiff has shifted. He doesn't have a strategy around collusion, nor does he have a strategy around obstruction. The Democrats are trying to do something around obstruction. But you guys, I don't know if you pay much attention to Twitter, but the big deal right now on Twitter is a hashtag, or was the other day, called Read the Mueller Report. And here's what a lady named Mimi Rocha, and Mimi is a former federal prosecutor in New York. Now she's a criminal justice fellow at the Pace Law School. And here she says, every single Senate GOP, House GOP member who appears on TV to defend Trump should be asked if they've read the full Mueller report for specific examples so they can't fake it. If you're going to defend this conduct, they should have the facts to back it up. Now, I want you to understand the level of desperation you'd have to be at to post that. This is a woman who has been in law her whole life, a prosecutor, an absolute partisan hack, and now she wants to go. So her defense is, you didn't read the report. All you did was accept Barr's summary. Well, let me tell you why you don't even need to look at the report. The Democrats took 2+ years. They spent $35 million. They put one of their fixers in who managed it, who stacked the deck with pro-Hillary Clinton, anti-Trump people. And after 2 years and $35 million, the report was, we can't find one scintilla of evidence that connects Donald Trump to the Russians. So what does the left do? The left says, well, that's not good enough. He tried to obstruct you from finding out that he had no connection to the Russians. I want you just to stew on that thought for just a second. That's their argument. Donald Trump, even though he had no connection to the Russians, he was obstructing justice and trying to get the special prosecutor, or special counsel, rather, to stop looking into the fact that he had no connection to the Russians. How dare he do that? Now, I've given you outrage on many topics with the left. I've told you they are outraged that we want to save the lives of the innocent. But there's not an ounce of outrage when they want to save the lives of mass murderers. Why? How is it that we can flip things so badly? How is it that we can be discussing the potential for obstruction of justice in a case where the guy who handpicked the team that was going to be the end-all be-all of Donald Trump comes back and says, nope, there's no connection. And worse than that, oh yeah, it gets worse. Worse than that, there's a massive connection to the Democrats. Massive. Obama's scandal-free administration is... The minute that he told you they were scandal-free, you knew what? Come on, you've been listening to this program a long time. That they were full of scandals. Democrats tell you what they do right before your eyes. All you got to do is listen. Listen opposite. That's what they've trained their people to do. They believe, their people believe the nonsense that they tell them. They believe that immigrants don't cost you money. Illegal immigrants don't cost you money. No. The legal immigrants that come into this country are doing so at a cost. They're following the process. They're paying their fees. They're biding their time. They're working through work visas, paying taxes. They're doing it all. The people coming across the border, nothing. But you know what? It's humanitarian to let them in. And then they'll convince you it's not just humanitarian. They actually stimulate the economy. Sure they do. Because they take your tax dollars. They spend it immediately. And they don't do any work. So the government gets to take more of your money, give it to them. The quicker and quicker they can do it, the more they can accelerate that, the quicker this economy can grow in the case of how leftists think. But I want you to just understand the shifts that are occurring here. They were going to get Trump. They were going to get him at all costs. Stack the deck. Fake dossier. Crooked Hillary Clinton, crooked Barack Obama, crooked Comey, crooked McCabe, crooked James Clapper, crooked John Brennan, and on down the line. Crook, 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 crook. All crooks. And they couldn't do it. Even with their fixer. And now they're pointing fingers. And so then they said, well, we can't get Trump, so let's get his messenger. Let's get Barr. And Barr's like, come get me. Barr's like, I've been in D.C. a long time, baby. If you think you're going to get me, you are mistaken. Not with not having the apparatus in place. So Barr dares him. He mocks him. Hey, Nancy, did you bring your handcuffs? Laughs in their faces over stuff. All of them. Who's left? I just want you to think about this. Is anybody significant from Trump? Is Trump Jr. in trouble? Is he in the hospital? What about Ivanka and her emails? Remember that? What about Jared Kushner, the son-in-law who was going to go to jail? Nobody close to Trump or anywhere near him is in trouble. Nobody. So they shifted to Barr. Trump said, it's not just a witch hunt, it's a con job. And then he starts going after Comey and McCabe and all of them. And you know what's happening? They're fired, disgraced, now pointing fingers at one another. So they go after Barr. Barr, you know, blows them off. Now what do they do? Oh, hashtag read the Mueller report. If you just read it, you'll see all the stuff that's in it. Just read it. I mean, will somebody read it, please? I tweeted to one of these clowns. I said, oh, you mean let's pass the bill so we can see what's in the bill? Is that what you mean? They need something. They have to have something because they have nothing. They think that they can. Nobody even read that bill. It's an outrage that they didn't read it. Yeah, what are you going to read? You're going to read what Mueller already said? We found no connection between Donald Trump and the Russians. What else do I need to read? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.